Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Maggie. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mike. Another GI poem this week.
This time we're going to look at anticoagulants. We know that upper GI bleeding, more common in people that are taking anticoagulants. You found a poem this week from JAMA. By way of background, there is no anticoagulant that reduces thrombotic risk without simultaneously increasing the risk of GI bleeding, at least to some degree. So there is no panacea, sort of a spoiler alert for the abstract that you're about to present. The decision to administer an anticoagulant is obviously complicated. It's based on an assessment of the risks of thrombosis compared to the complications. That is hopefully a shared decision between the doctor and the patients. Anticoagulants themselves do not cause bleeding. Bleeding is obviously caused by a breach in the wall of a blood vessel, but these anticoagulants certainly interfere with the normal hemostatic process that resolves microscopic bleeding events that would otherwise not be clinically apparent at all. The risk of a life-threatening and fatal bleeding is lower with the direct oral anticoagulants than with warfarin, but evidence for this lower risk comes from randomized trials in patients. Many of them are pharmaceutically sponsored, and some of these newer agents are quite expensive. We know that the risk factors for bleeding relate to some patient factors. These risk factors are affected, apply to all anticoagulants. So there's not one anticoagulant that's better, but we know that risk factors include older age, non-white people. And interestingly, there doesn't appear to be any difference between gender. Both males and females are equally at risk. The poem that you found comes from JAMA. It starts on page 2221. And it attempts to answer the clinical question, which anticoagulants have the highest risk of causing upper GI tract bleeding, and does a co-therapy with a proton pump inhibitor lower that risk? Very clinically appropriate question, Mark. Very important. What did the JAMA study find?
Well, generally, I try to choose medications within a class based on who has the best TV commercials. And so in this case, Xarelto has the one with, I think Arnold Palmer was in it and some comedian, and then I think some race car driver, and they're driving around in golf carts. So that was always a longtime favorite, but I'm really going to have to rethink that now. So these researchers, they looked at U.S. Medicare beneficiary data of adults who started an oral anticoagulation with either apixaban, which is Eliquis, dabigatran, which is Pradaxa, rivaroxaban, which is Xarelto, or warfarin. And the main outcome was being hospitalized for upper GI bleeding. And they looked at upper GI bleeds specifically that were potentially preventable by taking a proton pump inhibitor. And that's things like esophagitis, peptic ulcer, gastritis. They did do their, now this was an observational study, so they did their best to control for covariates like cardiovascular disease, low-dose aspirin, NSAID use, alcohol abuse, liver disease, lots of other things. So what did they find? Over 1.6 million patients had over 1.7 million new episodes of starting an anticoagulant between 2011 and 2015. They were mostly older patients. Average age was 76. Most were being anticoagulated for atrial fibrillation. In the group, so they looked at two groups, the group getting the proton pump inhibitor as well, and a group not getting a proton pump inhibitor. So in the group getting a proton pump inhibitor, in the group not taking a PPI, the incidence of hospitalization for upper GI bleed was significantly higher for rivaroxaban compared to the other drugs, including warfarin, 144 per 10,000 person years versus 120, 113, and 73. So the rate was actually twice as high for rivaroxaban, Xarelto, compared with apixaban, which is Eliquis. For those patients who were getting a new anticoagulant and also taking a PPI, the adjusted incidence of severe upper GI bleed was lower than in those not taking a PPI. So the PPI does seem to be associated with a lower risk of bleeding. The overall rate was 76 versus 115 in those not taking a PPI per 10,000 per year. In the group taking the PPI, while the risk in each group was lower, the risk of hospitalization for upper GI bleed was still highest in those taking the rivaroxaban. So bottom line, among patients starting a new anticoagulant, the risk of hospitalization for upper GI bleed was highest with rivaroxaban, lowest with apixaban, and taking a proton pump inhibitor generally reduces the risk for any patient, regardless of which one they're taking.
So again, my opening statement is true that these all carry the risk, and this is a complicated decision, but it does make a difference what drug you choose, and it also makes a difference if you're going to take a proton pump inhibitor or not. One, perhaps not a question, but a comment, and it is that we don't emphasize enough how important it is to be able to go back to these large databases, be it Medicare or the VA or Kaiser Permanente. But these large organizations allow us to look at big populations of people and make these observations. And they're limited. I mean, they're not randomized trials, et cetera, but they are hypothesis generating opportunities. And this is a great example of some good data that came from an observational study looking at Medicare patients.
Yeah, and it is consistent with some of the clinical trials that have been done. And, you know, we haven't had head-to-head trials. I don't think there have been any head-to-head trials of these new direct oral anticoagulants against each other. But if you look at the indirect comparison with placebo or against warfarin, apixaban does tend to have lower bleeding rates. And so I think that's pretty consistent with, you know, a lot of the other data.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk again next week.
Okay, looking forward to it.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.